A word for you from Matthew 23, verse 29. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you build the tombs of the prophets and decorate the monuments of the righteous. Well, what can be wrong with that? It sounds like they're honoring the true prophets of God, but in actual fact, the Lord Jesus exposes them for what they are, for they are against true faith and against the prophets that are alive at the time. The greatest example, of course, was their attitude towards the Lord Jesus himself. They hated true life. They hated the way. They hated the truth. Seven times the Lord Jesus condemns hypocrisy. And in fact, we don't find him speaking here to the scribes and Pharisees at all. We find him, instead, he's speaking to the crowds and to his own disciples. And so today, he is addressing you and me. So let's take the word of God seriously as we look at this last lesson from the hypocrites. It may sound strange that we can learn from hypocrites, but that's what the Lord Jesus is doing. He uncovers them for what they are. And by that, he is warning us not to have the slightest trace of their behavior. And so here, the Lord Jesus says, yes, you build the tombs of the prophets. You even decorate the monuments of the righteous. Because, yes, these were the true prophets. And by decorating these monuments, they made it appear as if though they were one with the true prophets of God. But it's only because they were dead and their mouths were shut that they were quite happy to give honor to those who were dead. But the Lord Jesus says that you are actually witnessing against yourselves that you are the sons of those who murdered the prophets. And then he says, fill up then the measure of your fathers. And then he uses the strongest language in verse 33, you serpents, you brood of vipers, how are you to escape being sentenced to hell? Well, this should wake us up. If the Lord Jesus uses such strong language regarding hypocrisy, let's make sure that we don't have any trace of it. Unkulunkulu uyasixwayisa ukuthi singafani nabo abazenzisi. This is their behavior. This is what they like. They like to give appearances, but in fact they themselves are against the true people of God.